ready to, we've got that, Code of Ethics Order.
It's directly in front of you. Bob has reviewed it.
Okay.
It just needs a motion.
It's something that we adopt every year.
Well, actually, if I may,
we don't need to vote on it.
We don't need to vote on it until next year. I don't know that Nikki got that message.
She didn't.
Okay.
I did the work, but I noticed that it's a two-year ordinance that we passed last time, and there isn't a conflict, so there's really not a problem. Although I cleaned it up for next year, we don't need to do it until next year.
Okay.
Well, then let's do it next year, Bob.
And I apologize for you not getting that word.
Okay.
But
thank you for doing the work. Okay, it says a Nikki support letter.
Yes. The tax credit application for Redwood Development.
Affordable housing is what
correct.
It is?
Correct.
And this is what we've always done, just send a letter of a generic letter, is that correct?
Correct.
I say generic.
They sent a sample letter, which I typed. There's the information on the development.
Any comments?
I think I either saw that or I got a copy of this. I think I got my own copy of this.
That is your copy?
Oh. So say
letter?
I was familiar with the project. I couldn't remember how I got familiar.
Well, I've got a comment.
Oh, yes, sir.
We have these come in. Matter of fact, we have them come in groups. We have in the past, and we have waited to file a support letter because we had a support letter sent out for a project, and they didn't accept it, and they accepted one of the ones that we didn't support or didn't. And then the next year we supported them all and they didn't take any of them. Am I right, Chuck?
I think you're very close to being true.
Yeah. We put a support letter in there for every one of them the next year because we thought that we were had kind of shunned one over another or something. And so these usually come in and we have... Oh, there's one lady who sends one in. One company sends one in every year, and she's met with a commission. And
but we have not. But we have never taken a position. We just sent letters. If they request it, we've sent letters. Correct? Have we ever taken a position about choosing one or the other? Because I thought of last year.
Yeah, they requested it.
We did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one year. I think what Danny is talking about that we said we were happy for all this kind of stuff, but we favored a certain one.
Okay.
And they didn't pick that one, right?
No, they didn't pick yet. And then the next year we did them all.
Which is, I mean, I don't have any action grinding with that. I mean,
yeah.
They just like, we got 13 names here we got to pick from. They, but where is this going to be? Where's the proposed site?
I think it's in Forsyth.
It is in Forsyth.
Well, that's what I'm looking at here, and this would be, it appears close to right across from the courthouse near the senior housing.
133 Quiet Drive, Taney Como Senior Village. The south complex is 317 Main Street. Plans for renovation include converting the one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments into handicap accessible.
It's a
retrofit. Renovation of the property.
So it must be, maybe it's the senior housing.
It is. They're redoing them.
If it is, I don't have any problem in voting or for support of that.
They're proposing the purchase and renovation of the property and creating a beautiful new environment for the property's tenants. And they refer to the north and the south complex. That's all they're doing. Maintenance-free exterior, guttering, downspout, splash guards, things like that, ADA.
So should I ask the question, will this change their taxation assessment?
This will, well, no, I don't know what they're currently assessed as right now. It could. If it's affordable housing, we'll be doing like we've done for, I think, HCW, another complex. I think HCW came through BOE this summer.
There's a complex in Branson that had some improvements that we had to change, become before BOE last year, and it had been, actually been before BOE every year. And last year they had done some improvements, and we had to take and make an adjustment. I don't want to mention the name of it.
Well, Chuck, not knowing how they're assessed right now, it very well could change their assessed value.
Are they going to be doing low-income housing tax credits?
So it's tax credit application.
Yeah, if they're going to be doing tax credits on the house, and
on the renovations.
It already exists, then it will...
Hey, James,
could you come to the microphone? We have a question for you.
We got a question. We're looking at a support letter for a tax credit application for rebuilding...
renovating the corner property of our Main Street. There's 40 units across the street from the judicial facility. They're proposing a senior citizen housing tax credit and applying for tax credits to do.
Is it already there? Is it the one that's still there?
Uh-huh.
They're tax exempt anyhow.
There we go.
They've always, because they're government owned.
Why do they need a tax credit?
Yeah, I don't
know. For the improvements. They're buying the property and renovating it. So
right.
It's the right government already owns it, is what James said. The
government must be selling them then.
So it wouldn't be tax exempt if somebody purchased it.
They are tax exempt from the tax rolls right now.
So they're actually
one is, one isn't.
And they're buying both of them.
Here is.
They're buying both units. There's a north complex and a south complex, which is 40 units total.
We're talking the one across from the
judicial
facility.
You're talking this one down here. I was talking the one up.
I'm talking about this one over here by the historical society building.
I don't know that it would hurt the taxation process any, because they're going to go for that 40% value anyhow, mm-hmm. just like subsidized housing and all
correct.
That.
Well,
so,
well, I remember you bringing this issue up in BOE
right.
when we looked at this tax credit stuff. So is this going to be one of those? Because I took it you didn't feel like that was the best thing for us.
No, I don't like the tax credit housing, such as the ones up here behind. I haven't. This is the first time I know that this is thrown on me here right now, because
me too.
Tax credits is different than property tax credits, but if it follows the same line, they'll pay 40% value if it's went privately on.
But did you say that this one is exempt?
No,
or
the
not?
One below the post office.
So this one is not exempt over here.
No. And it's come back to haunt the people that lives in it. They cannot qualify for their renters' tax refunds. If you don't pay property tax, you don't get that refund as the renter. And all the seniors contacted me earlier this spring that did not receive their renter's rebate because they hadn't paid in any taxes. That facility hadn't. So it's a big, complicated issue. On tax credit housing. And I was called by almost every resident out of this one north here. I'll call it north.
This is north and south, I guess, where what we're...
Well, they may have purchased...
He's getting ready to... Here, let me tell you what's going on here. They're seeking the letter here. They're going to acquire the north and the south complex, totaling 40 units, to rehabilitate the Forsyth Senior Citizens Housing Senior Complex.
So they're going to purchase, they're going to acquire.
They're going to acquire, they're going to purchase, then renovate, okay. is what they're going to do.
And are they a not-for-profit? Are they tax-exempt?
That says here, Schroeder and Redwood, along with Bell Management, an affiliate company, have managed Forsyth Senior Housing Center since 1997 with great success and efficiency. This property is our highest priority for affordable rental housing and important to the Forsyth community.
Just on the surface, and I haven't researched it, it sounds like it will be low-income housing tax credits, mm-hmm. which will reduce the value of the assessed value by the amount of the present value of the low-income housing tax credits, because it's severable from the real estate in theory.
Yeah, and that's basically been settled statewide at 40%.
Right, and just keep in mind that 20 units were built in 1972, and the other 20 units were built in 1969. So I got to imagine the valuation has been depreciating steadily.
And what is the question to this county commission?
Improvements.
Do we support
Chuck asked the question,
their application for tax credits?
They're asking for tax credit.
Well, they're asking for a letter of support that they're going to for us to support their efforts to go get subsidized affordable housing for senior citizens.
That would be a decision of you guys.
That's why.
But I don't know why it would be.
Yeah, we got that.
Now we're now full circle. So that's exactly why we're here.
But you know what always concerns me on these letters come in asking for you guys' support? What's that have to do with anything, whether you support it or not?
These letters can sway the commission when deciding which projects to fund and are extremely important in bringing these credits to Forsyth. I'm just reading the sentence.
Well, that's what I was wondering, what you gentlemen even had any say in it.
Officially, politically, you do.
Well, it also retrofits them to ADA accessible because right now none of those houses are handicap accessible.
Yeah, these here are.
No.
Yeah.
I'm in favor.
Okay, we got one in favor.
How about this?
I'm in favor of it, too. I'm in favor because we got a 69 and a 72 models that need renovation. And I'm gonna go ahead and mention the name. I wasn't going to mention it. But the Branson Manor over there was one that had been built a long time ago and needed renovation, and it became before the BOE several times. And I think it went on to the state level, didn't it, James?
Yeah.
And that was one that had done some renovating. And then the next year when it came before us, we had to consider the renovation.
I have a question, and that is, I mean, we're talking about supporting this, and it seems that we're understanding that it's going to cut taxes to the schools and everybody else.
But we don't know if that's necessarily true because we don't know what the valuation is on right now. And it'll be 40% of the improved value. 40% of the value is what will be taxed if compared to what they are right now.
So why don't we ask the taxing entities if they're happy with us doing this before we do it?
Because from my perspective, we're improving the units from the 1969, and they're reinvesting on Main Street of Forsyth.
You gentlemen missed a really good meeting at Hollister School Tuesday night.
It sounds like it.
And you really did.
Sounds like
and,
it.
And that's in the back of my mind when I say, should we not talk to our tax entities that... In this case, it'd be Forsyth School. It'd be the big one.
Well, this one down here is already exempt, and this one over here has been depreciated down. If they do any improvements, we're going to be 40% tax credits, so any improvements are going to be 60% to the good on taxes. So it looks to me like it's something that's probably much needed. Am I thinking wrong, Bob? If this one's exempt, totally, and this one over here is 40 or 50 years old, then probably, more than likely, this one's didn't depreciate it to the point that that 60% of whatever the new stuff that's put in is going to be taxed, which is better than nothing. Am I right?
It could increase the value of the properties by retrofitting them. However, I don't know enough to tell you. Are there tax credits currently against it that are reducing the value to 40%? And 40% of a substandard unit is less than 40% of a good unit. But I don't know that there are currently low-income housing tax credits reducing the value of that property or not.
Since I've been here, it's never come before us, I don't think, in the BOE.
Okay. I just don't know enough about that property. So,
well, I was going to pull up the property and see if it's on the books or not. Is there something else, Nikki, to buy some time here so I can see if I can't pull that up real fast?
Yes, we can review the agenda for this week. I've already placed it in front of you.
You're gone Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Chuck, right?
Yes.
And I'm gone Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning for my annual MAC retreat that is paid for by the Missouri Association of Counties budget. So I'll be driving a county vehicle, so this should be near nothing cost. That's where I'll be.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda. I don't see anything if you guys are going to be gone all that time.
Just so you guys know, I spoke with Linda this morning on my way in, and my understanding is she's at a sheriff's conference meeting with some different vendors, so she will not be here. It was also my understanding that the MJCCG grant was reviewed,
And
you guys are okay with it, so that's not going to be discussed.
What's an MJCCE?
That's a JAG grant.
And just to let you know, I found the information, that parcel is not on the tax rolls whatsoever, $0 figure. Forsyth Senior Citizen Housing Incorporated, CO Marianne Donlay is the contact. It is 1.02 acres. It has no value whatsoever. Assessed valuation, zero.
So it's exempt.
So what we'd be doing is putting on at least 40% of the new...
60,
I'm sorry, it's a 40% exemption. So 60% of the value of that transaction. So it's an increase.
So I go back to Bob's question. Why do they need a tax credit if it's exempt property?
For the improvements. They're going to spend money to purchase and improve it. So it's like building anew. James, I like to see you, but sometimes I'm not ready for you.
No, sometimes I could kind of like a fly off the wall sometimes, aren't I?
I think you'd fly in a suit.
A little statement on this, and if it comes to pass, and what occurred this morning, it's not the assessor's job to contact anybody on anything. That is the county clerk's statutory duty to get new construction reports to all the entities. It's not the assessor's job.
I'll let the Hollister School know that's the way you feel.
That ain't the way I feel. That's statutory.
So I'll let them know that's the way you feel. They'll be real happy, I'm sure.
So I believe that at anything that would put this back on the tax rolls would be an asset to Forsyth School System. So, with that said, I'm going to move that we approve the letter of support for the Redwood Senior Citizens Housing Project.
I'll second it.
The taxes can't get any lower than they are right now.
Exactly.
Project. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. But I must say I have questions about tax-exempt property and... It seems like at one point in our VOE, there's the awfulest things, and now we're moving right along with them. Next issue.
Who's that?
The letter is
about that. Not with that pen.
We all do.
Yes.
All I have is my teacher pen.
I've got a blue one.
Thank you, Nikki, but I'll wait for a black.
I don't have a black. All we've got is blue.
Oh, we are going blue. Never mind, we're going blue. No, we're going blue. Everyone else went blue. Is this Danny?
We're blue about it.
Redwood Senior Citizens Housing Project.
The other comment that I forgot in the emotions of everything earlier was we were accused of a shell game by one of the board members.
Shell game?
Yep. I hope they recorded the meeting. I mean,
that made it sound pretty good entertainment.
It might have been sitting back. It was not entertaining to be a part of it. All right, so we're good with our agenda. Did we
get through it?
We did. We don't normally take motions on it. We just, that's usually a review.
Okay.
It's just kind of an FYI. Last time we talked about Verizon and the extra charges, you guys said that I could speak with them and cancel the picture texting.
Yes.
These are partial charges? Because it was prorated?
So you've stopped it, but there were still happenings?
Like half for half of the bill. So extra charges is almost $60.
I've got one in there for 25 cents. My question is, do they charge you if you receive one?
Yes.
Ah, I know I wasn't sending anything.
If you receive what?
If someone sends you a text with a image associated with it, you're charged that fee. So even if you had nothing to do with it, you still get charged.
To use those charges.
So, did I receive them or did I send them? And it's only text?
It's text.
Picture texting.
So, your question for the, what is? What is your question?
Not my question. I don't have a question. I was just letting you guys know when this goes through AP for next week, there's still these additional charges on here.
So well, I'm going to go deposit 25 cents to the treasurer.
Well, I'll deposit quite a bit more than 25 cents. And while I've got the floor, I was set in a meeting that said everything was free. And this is not the case. Did anybody else hear that?
I'd have to review exactly when they were referring to everything as free.
Mm-hmm. And I know there was quite a bit of changes when they switched from Altel to Verizon.
Because this was not a fee structure when we went from Altel to Verizon. Altel didn't charge us for this. Verizon's new acquisition has changed that to us.
This was just an FYI, just so that you guys know.
So you don't expect this anymore, Nikki? Is that safe to say?
No.
Well, how can we stop it, though,
Nikki,
if we get it?
I've blocked it.
We've blocked it.
I've blocked it.
Okay. So if somebody sends us something with a picture on it, I know we might get the message?
If it's a text with an image, the text, you may want to double check.
I believe the
text. I think the text will go through, the image will not.
Okay.
I think it says something like, does not support enhanced.
Enhanced texting or something like
that? Imaging, texting, or something.
Right.
It sends a message.
Image. The sender will be notified.
Yes.
When he sends a text, if they send a text like that.
Well, is there a problem with notification if we have a road and bridge person or somebody like that is taking a picture that is for the county and the imaging has a text attached to it?
Wait, but he can send an email and it's fine. And it's just
not on the voice only phones.
Correct.
So if it's a sewer employee or a road and bridge employee and they do not have texting on their phone, will there be a charge? Yes.
Okay. I don't see any problem with that. I mean, if they're doing county business and they're sending something to us that needs to be addressed, I don't see any problem with paying the extra charge myself. But if you're going to cut it off, I guess you have to cut it all off.
There may be some specific cases where we can allow by phone, can we not? Enable by phone, or is it all or none?
No, it's the voice-only phones.
Uh-huh.
You're charged like 2 cents.
Okay.
For sending and receiving.
Gotcha.
But you guys chose to cut it off on the BlackBerries because we have email attached to those phones.
Right. You okay?
Okay.
You
okay.
That it for Nikki?
Yeah.
All right. How about a motion? go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive for litigation, real estate, and personnel. 610-021-22 and 23. And for those listening in, it'll probably be Bob. Is up very much? You were off most of last week. 15-20 minutes.
We don't. Do we have anything before 1 o'clock anyway?
We have a contracts. No, I guess that's it then. So we just we'll cover contracts. So we'll be done for the. Well, if that's the case, then let me add 610-021.12 also, which is contracts, and we'll go in for all four reasons, and that way we don't have to come out. So we'll be done till 1.
Be back in regular at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, yep.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Well, despite being off a lot of the